Fifth Perek of Peah, Mishnah Hey. We learned before that the Matnas Ani and Peah Shichva Leket are potter for Maiser, because there are things that even the poor Ani could take by himself that have been given by the Baal HaBayis. Whereas produce of a regular Jew in Israel is chayiv in Maiser. So Machlut and Aniyim v'shaloi potter v'shalaniyim chayiv. If I make an exchange and I take the leket from the ani and I give him my produce, so now what he has is going to be chayiv because he has my produce. What I have is potter. Now, it doesn't make a difference who owns it. It makes a difference what is the initial status of this produce. It was, if it was leket shifra pay, it remains always potter and shumas and maizis. And if it was not, it's always chayiv, whether it's in the hands of a poor person or a wealthy person. Shnai shekiblu sod et sod be'arisis. Two people that became sharecroppers. Now the halachic status of a sharecropper in the field is equivalent to somebody renting the field. He has rights to the field, he does not own it. The agreement generally was made that he gets a certain percent of the produce, in which case, in exchange for his work, he is going to get, let's say, 30% of all the grain that grows, and he has the right to the grain already before it's picked. So now we have grain in this field, and it comes out that 30% belongs to the sharecropper and 70% to the original owner. So Zen Oisim was there, Chelko Maizer Anu, Zen Oisim Chelko Maizer Anu. We have an interesting case of two people that were sharecroppers. And let's say between the two of them they got 30%. So each one has 15%. They're both poor people. So they're not allowed to, each one is not allowed to keep the 15% completely for himself. He has to give a tenth of that to the poor people. But they can make a deal, or they can set themselves up in a fashion that, as we call them, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is a poor sharecropper, and Shimon is a poor sharecropper. We'll have Reuven take the Maaser Ani from Shimon's portion, and Shimon take the Maaser Ani from Reuven's portion. That is permitted because each one is taking from somebody else's portion and not from his own portion. And the Kabbal told the Likta, a person was also hired to harvest the field. Also, the Lekha Shifra Peva Maisa Oni. He is not allowed to take from the Lekha Shifra Peva. These are different matnas danim from this field. So, this is a chiddush because over here, he was just hired to harvest the field. Why should he be considered an owner of the produce? So on this, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, a Mosai, the Gemara says, when Rabbi Yehuda says a Mosai is explaining the previous opinion, that this is the explanation, that which we said till now, that the one who's harvesting is not allowed to take for himself the leket, shichra ufeyo, maisa'ona, is only in a specific case. This man shekibu mimeno lemechso l'shish l'aviyah. When the field was growing, there was a deal made that I'm going to give a half, a third, or a quarter of the standing grain to the one who's going to harvest it. So basically, the one who's harvesting it is already an owner of his portion before it was harvested, and therefore he's not allowed to take that which falls off, or that's what left behind at the time of the harvest, because he is the owner of part of the produce. If the deal was that you, the one who's harvesting it, only gets a third of what has been harvested, if it comes out at the time of the harvest, does not belong to him, so then he's just like a regular ani, and he's allowed to take from the lechet shichra peah that was done at the time of the harvest. But maaser ani he's not allowed to take, because the produce that he receives is his produce, and maaser ani is not something that's given out at the time of the harvest. It's after it's taken home, it's distributed by the owner of the grain, or the owner of the produce, to other aniyim. Since now he's the owner at the time that's brought home, he has to give the maaser ani of his chelik to other aniyim.